For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. The annual survey of the homeless in Kentucky called K-Count reveals that people often end up on the street or in a shelter because of relationship or medical issues. Rhonda Miller talked with some homeless individuals when she went along for K-Count with the coordinator of a Bowling Green shelter program.
The seven there,
she's working. Right,
the other one's Patty's
working.
At work. Okay. So. Right.
On this evening, seven women and 21 men seeking shelter have arrived at Room in the Inn, Bowling Green. After these 28 guests have been transported to host churches for the night, program coordinator Charlie Rogers hops into her car.
I'm going to head over to a local restaurant where one of our guests works. I want to check in with her. I'm not sure if she's going to stay with us tonight or not. And if she's not, I'm going to make arrangements for her to get with me in the morning so that she can do the K-Count survey.
K-Count is the annual survey of the homeless done at the end of January, coordinated by the Kentucky Housing Corporation. The data is required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and helps determine federal funding for homeless programs. Rogers knows that guests at Room in the Inn struggle to find affordable housing.
Yeah, a lot of our guests work, particularly in the service industry. It takes about 2.5 service industry jobs to rent a one-bedroom apartment in Bowling Green.
After the stop at the restaurant, Rogers checks out a parking structure and then benches in public parks, but doesn't find anyone camped out for the night. A few blocks from Bowling Green's Fountain Square, Rogers drives slowly past one house.
There was a gentleman who's been staying on this porch right here. He's in a power wheelchair. I don't see him tonight, so hopefully he's indoors somewhere safe.
Then Rogers heads for tonight's host shelter for women, the Unitarian Church. That's where Room in the Inn board member Teresa Ward is assisting with K-Count. Ward goes over the K-Count questions with 51-year-old Sarah and her 25-year-old daughter.
Okay, so in your all's own words, what has caused you to become homeless?
My husband in July had a heart attack, and he had a triple bypass surgery, and about a month later, he decided, and I know it's from the surgery and things, but he left us, and he was the only income, and we lost our home.
Sarah says that happened after 29 years of marriage. She hasn't worked in the past few years because of several back and shoulder surgeries and other medical issues.
I mean, it's hard because people want to judge you and look at you like, you know, two grown women, and they can't, you know, what are they doing out here? I never had to worry, you know, it was the surgery, I say now, the surgery that saved his life ruined mine, turned my life upside down.
Another woman offering to take part in K-Count is 51-year-old MJ, who tells Rogers her husband is at the men's shelter.
We had a house in Logan County. My health went downhill and lost my job, and my husband's disabled. And
she says they lived in their car for 6 months. Before they became homeless, she was a cashier in a restaurant. MJ says now she's doing whatever temporary job she can get, like washing dishes and housekeeping.
I never imagined I would end up homeless. I didn't really. I was just one day, you know, I'm healthy and I'm energetic, and I did just like everyone else. You know, I get up, go to work, come home, a regular person thing, you know. And, you know, and my health issues just hit, and that's all it took. And that's what people don't realize, you know. It could happen to you. It could happen to anyone.
MJ says she's filed lots of job applications and made a promise to herself.
I'm getting back up. I'm going to get right back in there. I'm not staying homeless.
By the time K-Count data is analyzed over the next few months and the results are released, MJ is determined that she and her husband will no longer be counted among Kentucky's homeless. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.